Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to... That's right, folks, the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. And what a great time we're having here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One ho or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you. One ho or another.
That's right, that's right. It's Juan Cole in the house getting you through the second hour of today's show with no name 2.0. I can't believe it. We are just flying through the program today, and we've got so much more to go still. So the fun and the learning doesn't stop here. In fact, we've got to put the pedal to the metal. So Juanjo, let's hear our Say What soundbite for the third time. All right, good luck, guys. I want to know who's speaking and what's being said. And as always, my mother wants to know why. Mi madre quiere saber el por qué. So if you know that, well, then let us know that too. So, ¿lo tenemos, Juanjo? Yeah.
Relax. Kids swallow quarters all the time.
Really?
Sure. If she craps out two dimes and a nickel, then you can start worrying, huh?
All right. So what a voice, huh? Sounds like a true character, if you ask me. Right, that person sounds like a character if I've ever heard one. And well, I'll tell you something, my amigos. One of my favorite actors. Well, he wasn't really from my generation, but I remember one specific role where I just loved this guy. Like, he really is just awesome. Well, was. There you go. I just gave you another clue. He was awesome. So that means he no longer is anything. See, too many clues. Too many clues for you. All right, well, folks, we were looking at today's Name That lyric. As I said, the song is I Just Want You by Ozzy Osbourne off the album Osmosis. And, well, some people said that this album was kind of, you know, very, very overproduced, but... again, Ozzy Osbourne knew what he was doing. He was, you know, you can criticize him and say he sold out, or he was trying to reach that younger MTV audience. So his music wasn't as dark as it was when it was Black Sabbath or the earlier Ozzy solo album. So these albums became, you know, heavily produced. You know, that sound was done on purpose, and that sonic kind of sound that he has. And it came out in 1995 off the album Osmosis, a play on words with his name Ozzy Osbourne, Osmosis. And it was written by Ozzy Osbourne and Jim Vallance. Now, I didn't know who Jim Vallance was, and then I did some searching. I combed the internet, to use the word we looked at before. And, well, this guy has written many, many songs. In fact, Bryan Adams, remember we looked at, was a summer of 69. Well, he wrote, many, many of the, those famous Bryan Adams songs. He's also worked, though, with, Aerosmith, Carly Simon, Rod Stewart, Tina Turner, Alice Cooper, Kiss, Scorpions, Joe Cocker, and of course, as I just told you, Ozzy Osbourne, right? Ozzy. Now, guys, here's the thing. If you've ever, I don't know if you've ever seen the Osbournes, the reality show, and he's got a new one now, but, well, basically, if you can understand Ozzy Osbourne without subtitles, congratulations. Your listening is totally great. You've got your ear totally trained. Cause all these people, you know, he's also, one thing is his accent. And another thing is his, well, that the lifestyle that he lived, you know, drugs and alcohol. So, I always tell people, if you can understand Ozzy Osbourne, welcome. you speak English. You don't speak English. You understand English enough to be able to understand someone who doesn't open their mouth and slurs their words when they speak. But then when you hear the guy sing, he pronounces everything. So it's really cool. What I like about this guy is you hear him speak and you're like, not a word. But then when he sings, it's like, I got it. It's totally clear. So he's, I don't know what he does there, but when he sings, he becomes another person. And in fact, when I first started listening to him, I had no idea he was British, which happens a lot too in music, right? That's the story, amigos. Great song. As I said, not your typical love song, but it's just a kick-ass love song. Now, kick-ass is molona, no? A kick-ass love song. So that said, let's sing it. Guys, bring it up on screen. Oh, no, tenemos que ver la letra antes. Claro, I forgot about that, the lyrics. So it starts out, there are no unlockable doors. There are no unlockable doors, right? So every door can be opened is what he's trying to say. There are no unlockable doors. So every door, there can be a key to open any door, right? There are no unlockable. So if something is lockable, you can lock it. Cerrar con llave. If something is unlockable, well, that's the story. There are no unlockable doors. There are no unwinnable wars. We're learning a lot of these un and these able endings. Remember, hable, ible is able, un todo. There are no unwinnable wars. No hay guerras. Que no son ganables. There are no unwinnable wars. There are no unrightable wrongs. There are no unrightable wrongs. To right a wrong, this is a great expression. To right a wrong is to do something, to make up for something that you did wrong. So to make it right. I said, no hay males que no se puedan corregir o hacer mejor, no, o amendar, maybe. There are no unrightable wrongs. There, that word wrong, remember the W is silent. Wrongs. There are no unrightable wrongs or unsingable songs or unsingable songs. So si no sabes pronunciar el hable y el ible después de esta canción, nunca lo vas a saber. And then he's also, si no sabes usar el haber en plural, en singular. There are, there are, there are, there are. Bueno, es el negativo. There are no or there aren't any. So you can say there are no or there aren't any. Right. So there are no unrightable wrongs or unsingable songs. The next line says there are no unbeatable odds. Now, we've looked at these words. Odds is probability. Right. And unbeatable means that you can't beat them. Right. And I put infalible. No hay probabilidad infalible. There are no unbeatable odds. There are no believable gods. No hay dioses. Creíbles. There are no believable gods, right? There are no unnameable names. No hay nombres que no se pueden nombrar. Shall I say it again? ¿Debo decirlo otra vez? Shall I say it again? Yeah. There are no impossible dreams. There are no impossible dreams. No hay sueños imposibles. There are no invisible seams. Now, the seam is where something is sewn, right? The seam, if you have a seam on your pants or on your jacket, it's where it's sewn together. And the expression, we use the word more than just, you know, literally talking about clothes. The word is seam, S-E-A-M, and it sounds exactly like the word S-E-E-E. So you could say to somebody, it seems like your seam is ripped or torn, right? Seam, S-E-A-M. And when something is seamless, it means that it's, you can't see the hard work, right? You don't see think about it, the stitching. You don't see it. It's seamless. S-E-A-M-L-E-S-S. Seamless. Sin costuras. But if we're talking about it in the figurative sense, we're talking about no interruptions, constant. It's seamless, right? Another expression that pops into my mind with this one is to fall apart at the seams. Right. So if you're falling apart at the seams, you're just a disaster. You're really having problems. You're coming apart or falling apart at the seams. It means that the things that are holding you together are not working. Right. Your basis, everything. If you're falling apart at the seams, you need to get some help. Right. S-E-A-M is this word. And as I said, many of you know the word seam, parecer. Well, it sounds exactly the same. In fact, it's a homophone, right? So there are no impossible dreams. There are no invisible seams. That's a good word because it has the V and the B in it. There are no invisible seams, right? So he's saying, you see the work that's been done, as we said. He's speaking figuratively again. And then he says, each night when the day is through, each night when the day is through. Now, when the day is through is a synonym for when the day is done, when the day is over, when the day has finished, right? Each night when the day is through. Do you know this? To be through is to be done. I'm through. Sorry, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm through. Right, it's that preposition T-H-R-O-U-G-H, through, that sounds exactly like through, lanzó, right, o arrojó, right? I always say a good way to remember those is he threw a ball through the window. Sounds exactly the same, doesn't it? Because a lot of people make mistakes. They see that G-H and they're like, throw, forget it, it's through, through. So each night when the day is through, when the day is done, when the day is through, I don't ask much. I just want you. I don't ask much. No pido mucho. All right. You know this one. I'm not asking for much. No pido mucho. I'm just looking for some tush. This is ZZ Top for those of you who are ZZ Top fans. All right. So, I don't ask much. I just want you. That's all he's saying, you know. So, once we've got that all settled out, now that we've got all the lyrics down, we'll take a look at the song. And in fact, there's a lyric in this song. There's a line in this song that I really, really love, but we don't look at it. It's later on in the song. And he says, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Estoy harto de estar harto. It's a great one. He goes, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I used to go to bed so high and wired, yeah. He said, I used to go to bed so high and wired, like colocado, pero feeling great and wired. We looked at that word with a lot of energy. Think about it. Zzz, you're electric. You're wired. So it's a great line in this song. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And, well, I think that's even a line from Alcoholics Anonymous. And, well, Ozzy Osbourne, I imagine, is no stranger to rehab programs. he's struggled with substance abuse his whole life. It's not a secret. All right. Well, that said, I think it's time to take a look at it. So I hope you guys have the lyrics up on screen because don't leave me here singing by myself like my mom did many times. Well, either way, Ozzy Osbourne will be singing and we'll back him up. Here it is, folks. It's Ozzy Osbourne and I Just Want You. You.
Unlockable doors. There are no unwinnable wars. There are no unrightable wrongs or unsingable songs. There are no unbeatable odds. There are no believable gods. There are no unnameable names. Shall I say it again? Yeah. There are no impossible dreams. There are no invisible seams. Each night when the day is through, I don't ask much, I just want you. I just want you.
There you go, folks. All right, that's just a little, as always, here on the show. We don't give you the whole song. That's your homework, to go out and figure out the rest of the songs, especially if you like them. So if it's a song that you like or that you're familiar with, well, you guys can go out and explore on your own. As I say, I always just give you the tip of the iceberg. And, well, some of the times you guys know the songs, and other times you don't know, which is cool. Because if you know the song, then now you know it a little bit better. And if you didn't know the song, well, then now maybe you've discovered a new song that you might like, you know. And so that said, folks, there it is. It's Ozzy Osbourne with the song I Just Want You off the album Osmosis, which came out in 1995. All right, well, we've got to keep moving along. We've got a lot of things to do here on the show still. So I'm thinking, Nacho, excuse me, Juanjo, digo Nacho. I think we can take a look at a section with double meanings. I think it's called something like Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is.
That's right, folks. Double Trouble on the show with no name. This is a section of the show where we have a translation where you have to use the same word twice. That's why we call it Double Trouble. All right, this is for my superstars. I think this one's going to be tough, but I'll tell you what. If you have my first book, English Everywhere, then it won't be tough. Because I specifically remember, and we're talking like 7 years ago now, when I wrote my first book, I specifically remember teaching this in one of the chapters, right, of my book, English Everywhere. By the way, if you don't have the book, English Everywhere, it's my first book. It's 40 situations. I take you to the bank. I take you to the hairdressers. I take you to different places to teach you some practical English, some sentences, some vocabulary that you might see. And also, of course, little tricks and little things to avoid, as always. You know, it's an adventure. So if you don't have it, you can pick it up now. English Everywhere. They've got the pocket version as well. And of course, it comes with audio. And as I said, those of you who have the book English Everywhere, you should know this, Double Trouble. So without any further ado, te dijo dos veces que tuvo que hacer caca. Te dijo dos veces, right? Que tuvo que hacer caca. O una forma no muy vulgar de decir eso. A eso voy, right? Because a baby says, tengo que hacer caca. So that's not a vulgar way. Let's make something clear. We're not saying cagar, right? We're saying hacer caquita more, right? So it's more like a childish, a clean way to say that, right? So, how do you say, te dijo dos veces que tuvo que hacer caquita? No, para darle ese toque que buscamos de que no es vulgar, right? Hombre, nunca, it's never great to talk about, you know, poop and all that stuff. But, hey guys, it's something we all have in common, like it or not, right? So, te dijo dos veces que tuvo que hacer caquita. That's your double trouble for today. I think it's easy. I think so. At least we'll see. We'll see by your reaction if the listeners here are figuring it out. Right now, nobody knows it. So right now, I'm the champion here. Right now, I've stumped my listeners, which is something I don't get to do very often because you guys are just so damn good. So, él te dijo, o ella te dijo, dos veces que tuvo que hacer caca. Okay. We got a winner. I love, see, guys, once we get our first winner, then I'm like, okay, now there are no excuses. But until we get our first winner, I'm always saying, well, maybe I made it too hard. Maybe I overdid it. Do you know this one? To overdo. Hacerlo de pasarme. To overdo it. Maybe I overdid it, I think to myself, when I don't see a lot of people figuring it out. But then one of my superstar students always proves that these are all doable. There are no unwinnable double troubles. There are no in Ozzy Osbourne's words. There are no unbeatable games. There are no unwinnable challenges. All right. Well, our winner, ladies and gentlemen, and right now looks like he stands alone on the podium, Mr. Houses. Oh, yeah. Nice one, dude. And Mr. Houses, do you have English Everywhere? because I know a lot of the listeners have it. Now, the question is, when is the last time you studied it or looked at it? And remember, that's a good thing, too, about a lot of our Vaughn materials, that you could read it when you get it, and then a year later read it and say, oh, claro, I forgot about that. Or, oh, because they're full of information. Or as we say in English, they're chock full of useful information. Right? Things that can help you not just once, but remind you, oh, yeah, yeah, that's a mistake I always make. So, really? Nobody else knows it? So we've got a winner then. Our winner, our sole winner. Now, I'm not saying soul, alma. Aunque suene igual. I'm saying soul, sole se escribe. S-O-L-E. Our sole winner today, Mr. Houses. What a great job, dude. All right. Let's take a look at it. So, te dijo dos veces que tuvo que hacer caquita. No? Now, te dijo, let's start with that one. Te dijo dos veces. I think that's pretty easy. He told you twice. Let's go with two times. Even though I would usually use twice because it's easier. But two times is not incorrect, right? You can say two times. It's just easier to say twice. You can say one time. It's just easier to say once. So, again, those aren't wrong. It's not wrong to say one, you know, one time. But just for the sake of making it easier, once, twice. But in this case, we're going to go with two times. All right? Once, twice, nope. One time, two times in this case. So he told you two times que tuvo que hacer caca. He told you two times that he had to go number two, or that he had to do number two. So the word we're repeating here is the word two. The number two. Now, where is this two coming from? What do you mean number two? Number two? What is this? That's strange. Well, number two is a way, especially for young kids, to say I have to go caquita. And number one is mear. And this is when you're, when a lot of times I remember this basic vocabulary when kids were growing up. So to not say pee-pee and poo-poo, your mom would say, oh, Mom, I have to go to the bathroom. When you were potty training, when you were learning to use adult bathrooms and the toilet, right, you would say to your mom, number one, okay, you can go by yourself. Number two, okay, call me if you need me. You know, so this was a way for parents and kids to communicate in a non-vulgar way, especially like, think about it, kids are at camp. Okay, does anybody have to go number one? Okay, we're going to stop here at number two. It's a way to distinguish between aguas mayores and aguas menores, I think you call them over there. So number two comes out the back, folks, coming out from your bottom, your behind. And number one is urination. Okay, so this is, again, an innocent way to say it. And in fact, if you guys have seen Austin Powers, I don't remember which one, but there's a gag, otra vez esta palabra, a gag on Austin Powers, where his associate, his name is number two, que es Caquita, right? So if you can find that scene, now we're going to go to a quick commercial break. Look for Austin Powers number two, and you'll see there's like a play on words, and like, you're my number two, number two. And I think his son starts laughing like, your name is number two? And he doesn't get it because, you know, I don't remember the exact scene, but I remember they named Austin Powers, Dr. Evil's number two. They named him number two. And of course, again, that's, if you know English well, then you know that that is another way to say caquita, poopy. All right, guys, we're going to a commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
Vaya, estamos en una época en la que si no nos hemos cuidado, pasa esto. Llegan los catarros. Lo mismito que con tu inglés. Tú que eres previsor, ya tenemos la Navidad a la vuelta de la esquina. Por eso, ¿por qué no te regalas un nivelazo de inglés con nuestros intensivos de Navidad. Intensivos en la semana que tú elijas de clases del método Vaughan. Regálate un nivelazo. Si contratas 2 semanas de formación, te regalamos 5 sesiones de clases telefónicas. O si contratas 3, 7 sesiones. Llámanos. Infórmate 91-133-5833 o escríbenos a cursos@grupovaughan.com. 91-133-5833.
Curso intensivo para el First Exam, el programa de Vaughan para superar el examen oficial de Cambridge y obtener el First Certificate, B2. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
El éxito de un programa de formación recae única y exclusivamente en el calibre técnico y humano del profesor. Por esta razón, se busca talento fuera del gremio de la enseñanza para que no haya vicios adquiridos y empezar la formación desde cero. Convertir a las personas que no se habían dedicado jamás a la enseñanza en los mejores profesores del país les anima y motiva para hacer de la enseñanza su forma de vida. Nuestro director de producción, Andreas Fitzgerald, nos cuenta qué es un profesor para Vaughan.
A teacher is not a teacher. A teacher is a coach. A teacher is a guru. A teacher is a mentor. The teacher's job is not to teach. The teacher's job is to motivate. The teacher, the good teacher explains. The very good teacher demonstrates. The outstanding and great teacher inspires and motivates. The key is motivation. The virtues are humility and patience. To paraphrase a great Scotsman, the great teacher Gellibson gets up in the morning, looks at herself or himself in the mirror and says, I'm going to get better and better and better. And they never make excuses for themselves. The great teacher is not a teacher. The great teacher is a coach, a motivator, a mentor, and inspires their students.
Este año tenemos el regalo para tus hijos, o para tus nietos, tus primos, sobrinos, perfectos para mejorar y reforzar el inglés de pequeños y jóvenes entre 4 y 17 años. Son los intensivos de Navidad para niños. Si contratas las 2 semanas de formación, te regalamos el acceso gratuito durante un año entero a nuestro curso online Vaughan Classroom Lite. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 o escríbenos a lineajunior@grupovaughan.com. El mejor regalo lo tienes con Vaughan. 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Sigue este programa a través de la aplicación de Vaughan Radio, FM, TDT Radio Nacional, Internet, red de emisoras repetidoras de la señal radio TDT y en los podcasts.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
Is the show.
Is the show
in the name.
That That's right, amigos. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One hole or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One hole or another.
That's right, it's one hole or another. And I've got to say, some more people got today's double trouble. Seba, Don Manuel, great job. We've also got people participating in the Say What soundbite. There's Cristina Perez and a few other people, Mr. Houses. All right, well, guys, we have to hear our Say What soundbite for the last time. That's right, folks. So you've got to get it all down now. So pay attention. And when you know the answer, you can send it to us on Twitter. All right, so that said, Juanjo, let's hear the soundbite for the final time, please.
Relax. Kids swallow quarters all the time.
Really?
Sure. If she craps out two dimes and a nickel, then you can start worrying, huh?
All right, so there we go, folks. That's today's Say What. You won't be hearing, well, you will hear it again, but now you have to guess. So if you know who's speaking, and even if you don't know who's speaking, you can tell us what's being said. We'll reveal it a little bit later on in the show, as always. So, I think it was an easy one today. Pretty short. Sometimes they're a little bit longer. Sometimes they're a little bit faster. Sometimes the accent's a little thicker. But, hey, this is life. That's the way it works, right? So that said, we've got a lot of stuff to do still. We've done double trouble. Oh, I know what I want to do. I think it's time for a section where I take you guys to one of my favorite places, the movies, El Cine. That's right. In today's Name That Movie.
Name That Movie.
That's right, folks. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. And as always, we're going to give you a little scene from a movie. And, well, if you know what movie it is, you can tell us on Twitter at I'm Alberto Alonso. Remember, also very active these days on Instagram. So if you guys are Instagrammers, you can check me out over there. It's Alberto _ Alonso. And we just hit 11,000 over there, which is really cool. So thank you so much, guys. And as I said, you guys keep sharing and spreading the word, and I'll keep giving you content. In fact, I'm going to be filming some videos in Cambodia and in Singapore and all these different places at Christmas. So I'll have some more videos. Although we're still on English on the Go USA. If you guys have not seen my series, English on the Go USA, right now we're in Chicago in our episode. So, again, if you want to find all that stuff, you can find it on my website, just albertoalonso.com or YouTube. Or, you know, you guys know how to use Google. I don't have to tell you. All right. So, guys, here we go. Today's Name That Movie. Let me get in character here. Okay. They're ice skating. Let me set the scene for you. They're ice skating, patinando sobre hielo. And then she says, "Is this really what happens to water when it gets cold?" And he says, "Yeah." She smiles and says, "Where I come from, it never gets cold." And then he sarcastically says, "Oh, what a breakthrough there. You know, you really opened up to me." And then she pauses and says, "Your voice sounds funny." And he says, "Well, it's called sarcasm." "What? Do they not have that where you come from either?" And then she quietly but angrily, estoy leyendo esto del guión, quietly but angrily says, "No." And she skates away. Se va. She skates away. And he skates after her. This is all the stage direction. And he says, well now, they don't have anything, do they? They don't have ice, and they don't have music, and they don't have clothes. Just what kind of a place is this, Madison?" All right, so there we go. That name, too, at the end should give you guys a little clue. So, yeah. Let's see if anybody knows it here. Classic movie. At least in the United States, this movie was so popular. And I loved it. I remember watching the movie over and over and over, and I could recite every single line from this movie. It's one of my favorites. And it's a corny movie, but I think we've all put ourselves in that position. Like, you know, falling in love with a creature that's not human. You know, some alien or some, who knows? All right. So, let's see if anybody knows it. Go over here to Twitter. And we've got a winner, ladies and gentlemen. It's Express. Nice job, buddy. The movie is called Splash. Salpiqueo, right? To splash. And in Spanish, you call it uno, dos, tres, splash. Pues nosotros nos guardamos el uno, dos, tres. We just call it splash, right? And the movie came out in 1984, starring Tom Hanks, John Candy, of course, the mermaid, La Sirena, was Daryl Hannah, Eugene Levy, great cast, really, really good cast, reparto. And as I said, this was one of those movies that I watched on repeat, constantly, just constantly. I knew every little word in it. And, well, it was cool too, because it reminded me of New York and all that stuff, because, well, there's a scene where she arrives at the Statue of Liberty naked, at the beginning. And well, that's, I'm like, hey, I know that place. Oh, naked woman. So, now this movie is credited with introducing the name Madison, the girl's name Madison, to become one of the most popular names in the early 21st century. Because in the movie, you know, she takes her name from Madison Avenue. And Madison wasn't really a name, you know, a person's name. And in the movie, well, Daryl Hannah, her character, chooses the name Madison. And after that, well, the name got very, very popular, right? And an interesting thing about Daryl Hannah, she had been swimming mermaid style, as they call it, with her legs bound together, bound is like tied, since she was a child, because she was fascinated with Hans Christian Andersen's The Little Mermaid, right? So since she was a kid, she just had this fascination with mermaids, and she learned how to swim like one when she was a kid. So when they were casting the movie, not only did she look the part, but she was great. She was great at being a mermaid, which not everybody can say that that's one of their skills, right? But she had this fascination with mermaids. And in fact, when they put the mermaid prosthetic, the tail, on her for the movie, she swam so fast that the people who were supposed to, you know, take care of her, her safety team, couldn't keep up with her. So, yeah. And, well, very, very cool movie. Now, before Tom Hanks accepted the role of Alan Bauer, this is crazy. Tom Hanks was not the first choice at all, by far, right? He was not the first choice. In fact, the movie was turned down, rechazado, by these actors: Chevy Chase, Bill Murray, John Travolta, Michael Keaton. Right. Travolta's agent said, nah, this is a shitty project. Don't do it. Right. Jeff Bridges, Richard Gere, Robin Williams, Christopher Reeve. All these people were considered. The first people turned it down. And finally, it went to Tom Hanks, which I can't imagine the movie without Tom Hanks. That's right. Splash. My mom got it, too. So Express and my mom are the winners. Awesome, Mom. Glad to hear that you're tuning in and you recognize the movie. Yeah, it was one of those movies. I think it just nobody expected it to be good. Obviously, the other actors turned it down because they thought it was crap. But it ended up being quite a popular movie. And then it led to the popularity of the name, the girl's name, Madison, becoming one of the most popular names. So here's one of those cases too, guys, in this scene where we can learn a lot from our stage direction, not just the text, right? So Madison, she's ice skating with Alan. They're ice skating, and she says, is this really what happens to water when it gets cold? ¿Es realmente lo que pasa con el agua cuando hace frío? Right? And then she says, Alan says, yeah, like, duh, right? Like, when we say duh, it's like, obviously, I mean, hello, where are you from? But he doesn't know where she's from yet. He's just meeting her. He doesn't know she's a mermaid. So he's thinking, what planet are you from? Right? You don't know what happens to... And then Madison smiles and she says, where I come from, it never gets cold. Nunca hace frío. It never gets cold. And Alan sarcastically, lo pone aquí, says, oh, what a breakthrough there. Vaya avance ahí. Right? You know, you really opened up to me. Now, to open up to someone is to be candid and honest about who you are and your feelings. He was being sarcastic. He's saying, I've known you for a few hours now, and I don't even know where you're from. You know? So he's starting to get impatient, I guess. Right? And, well, the story is, you know, he's like, come on, give me something here. Show me that you're interested. Open up to me. And then, since she doesn't understand sarcasm, she pauses and says, your voice sounds funny. Like saying she realizes that it's not sincere, that there's a tone in her and his voice that is sarcastic. And then she pauses and she says, after the pause, she says, your voice sounds funny. And Alan says, well, it's called sarcasm. What? Do they not have that where you come from either? And he's losing his patience. Because he's like, what is wrong with this girl? Why doesn't she know anything about anything? It's like a child. And then she says quietly, but angrily, o sea, con enfado, pero silenciosamente, no. And she skates away. Remember that, away es lejos. She skates away. And he skates after her. He's like, uh-oh, now I screwed up. You know? And then he says, well, now they don't have anything, do they? Right, he's starting to get frustrated. He says, they don't have ice, and they don't have music, and they don't have clothes. Just what kind of place is this, Madison? And he still, as I said, has not discovered that she is a mermaid. All right, classic movie there. Splash came out in 1984. All right, guys, we've got to keep moving along over here. I think we need to solve our Say What soundbite. Now, this is a very, very cool soundbite, if you will, right? And, well, this is a scene between Daryl Hannah from Splash, that's right, and another actor, Burgess Meredith. Now, Burgess Meredith is, he's no longer, I mean, he passed away. He was a tremendous actor, and he was also, the role I got to know him in was playing Rocky's trainer. You know, in the Rocky movies, the boxing movies, get up, you son of a bitch, cause Mickey loves you, and he's got this shaky old voice like this, and what a great voice he had, Burgess Meredith, right? Tremendous actor over there. So, now, Grandpa says, he plays the role of Grandpa. He was very old in this movie. And he says, relax, he says. Relax. Kids swallow quarters all the time. Swallow es tragar. And a quarter is 25 cents, right? So he says, he's saying to Daryl Hannah's character, Melanie Gustafson is her name, relax. Kids swallow quarters all the time. And you can hear his voice is quite frail. And Daryl Hannah, her character, Melanie, says, really? Like, she's like, I didn't know that. And he goes, sure. If she craps out two dimes and a nickel, you can start worrying, huh? So now he says, sure. Now, the problem when you need to worry, estar preocupado, is if she goes to the bathroom, number two, and two dimes, now dimes 10 cents, and a nickel comes out. Que le da cambio. That's basically what he's saying. He's like, the problem is if she swallows a quarter and two dimes and a nickel come out, then you can start worrying. But if not, it'll just come out, right? So about kids putting things in their mouths that they shouldn't, swallowing things that they shouldn't. Mom is stressed out. Grandpa's saying, calm down. You're overreacting. It happens all the time. And even putting a little humor in there. Now, you can hear in his voice that he is quite old. And he even sounds like he's slurring a little bit, like he's... Almost like drunk, but I don't think he's drunk in the character, in the role. I think it's just because he's old, so he has difficulty, you know, putting, he was acting his whole life until he was very, very old. So I imagine in his final performances, it was really tough, right? All right, so now that we know the little excerpt over here between Burgess Meredith and Daryl Hannah, Juanjo, let's hear the soundbite again, please.
Relax. Kids swallow quarters all the time.
Really?
Sure. If she craps out two dimes and a nickel, then you can start worrying, huh?
There you go, folks. There you go. That is Burgess Meredith. Again, most famous for the role as Rocky's trainer, Mickey, in the Rocky movies. And, oh, man, we got to listen to that. We're going to do that one day on Say What Soundbite, because the other day I sent it to a student, and it's a very moving speech. If you guys want to watch it after the show now, go to Google and punch in, "Get up, you son of a bitch, because Mickey loves you." And that's Burgess Meredith playing that role. But he played many, many other roles throughout his time as a performer. So there we go, guys. Great job on today's Say What Soundbite. Many of you figured out what was being said. Some of you weren't too sure of who was saying it. But, well, the idea is just to keep trying until it gets easier and easier. All right, guys, that said, we've got time for one more section, and that's famous birthday trivia. Right, amigos, it's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. And well, here we go, folks. If you know all three people who are celebrating a birthday, you can let us know on Twitter at I'm Alberto Alonso, @IMAlbertoAlonso. All right, well, and I forgot to tell you guys, this Thursday, there's a holiday. Pero es en toda España, Juanjo, o es solo aquí en Madrid el jueves. No me entero. Okay, so Thursday, guys, I guess we all have a day off, so we will not have live shows, as many, many offices, many people won't be working. So just to let you guys know, Thursday there won't be, creo que no solo yo, todo, nadie va a hacer directo, no live shows on Thursday. So little FYI, little heads up, un aviso. All right, let's take a look at our birthday boys and girls. The first guy was born in 1948, an English singer, songwriter, vocalist, and reality TV star. And, well, he rose to prominence in the 1970s as the lead vocalist of the heavy metal band Black Sabbath. He's been known as, he's been called the godfather of heavy metal. It's kind of because of his longevity and his success in the music business, right? So, yeah, there we go. What else? What else can I tell you about him? well, he was the guy who sings today's Name That Lyric. So you guys already know his name because I said his name like three or four times already today, and we've looked at him before. Now, many people, even my mother when I was growing up, didn't want me listening to this kind of music because it was satanic and you know, the devil's music. But then when you see this guy on the reality show and when you realize that it's all an act, you know, the guy's not really a devil worshiper. He's just a rock and roller who wanted to, you know, make different music, darker music than what was out there at that time. And well, part of that image was, you know, those upside down crosses and the satanic. But he wasn't the only one. A lot of these did them as well. And if people say that he's a Satanist, he is an actual member of the Church of England. And well, he prays before he gets on stage every night. So there's a trivia question. What does Ozzy Osbourne do before he gets on stage? Bite the head off a bat. No, morder un murciélago. Yeah, he did that too. Snort cocaine from an anthill. Sniffer coca de un esto de hormigas. Yeah, yeah. All those are things that Ozzy has done. But he also, and now, I guess he's also, he's older now. You can't keep that crazy rhythm up. But he is a member of the Church of England. And he does pray before he gets on stage, which is pretty crazy. Next up, she was born in 1960, an American actress and producer. Let's see. She was, her screen debut was in Brian De Palma's horror film, The Fury, La Furia, which came out in 1978. Then she was in Ridley Scott's science fiction thriller Blade Runner, which came out in 1982. She also played the mermaid Madison in Ron Howard's fantasy romantic comedy called Splash. She was in Oliver Stone's Wall Street, also in the romantic comedy called Roxanne, Steel Magnolias, Kill Bill, and the list goes on. And, well, my favorite role of hers is still the mermaid, Madison. She just was born to play that role. All right, my mom says Gene Simmons. No, Mom, it was the name that lyric guy. You know who I'm talking about. My mom's playing along, guys. last but not least, our final famous birthday today. She was born in 1960, an American actress and author. She is a redhead, pelirroja, a redhead. And, well, she's received many, many accolades, including Academy Award for Best Actress. She studied theater at Boston University, which is a very reputable theater company. And she started her early work in soap operas. Right? We looked at the word soap today. Jabón, right? Soap operas. Culebrones, right? Telenovelas. And, well, little by little, she started doing more and more work. And then she got really big in Jurassic Park, The Lost World. She came to be known as a leading actress in Hollywood. And then she was in Boogie Nights, The Hours, The Big Lebowski, Magnolia, Crazy Stupid Love, and many, many other. The Hunger Games, more recent. And in addition to acting, she's also written a series of children's books. This is interesting for those of you who have kids. So she wrote a series of children's books about a character named Freckle Face Strawberry. Now, freckles are pecas, so we can even learn from the name of the character over there. So, sounds fun, right? They're written by, somebody who's creative to begin with as an actress. And, well, if you want to check out the books, it's Freckle Face Strawberry. Sounds funny. Sounds funny to me. All right, let's take a look. Let's see if you guys know our three famous birthdays over here. We've got winners. Express, Jester, and J.M. Hermosilla. Nice job. My mom got the second one. Mom, the first one. Your favorite, Mom. Ozzy Osbourne. Sarcastic. My mom doesn't like Ozzy. That's right, folks. The first famous birthday was Ozzy Osbourne. Number two, Daryl Hannah. And number three, great actress, Julianne Moore. Those are your three famous birthdays. And speaking of Moore, we don't have time for any more Show with No Name today. We're out of time. Yeah, I know. That's 2 hours, folks. That's all we get. But if you want to continue the party, remember to follow us on social media. And this way you're getting little videos and, well, English content all throughout the day. Guys, I hope you have a wonderful day. Thanks so much for joining us. And we'll be back tomorrow with more. I promise. Bye-bye.
descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Marquitos, toma, tu regalo de Navidad.
¡Anda! A ver. ¿Pero esto qué es? Prr, hello. Prr, my name is Polly. Prr, I'm your English teacher. Prr.
¡Ah! ¿Te gusta? Es un loro profe de inglés.
¡Mami!
¿Ya no sabes qué hacer para que tus hijos aprendan inglés? Si quieres que aprovechen el tiempo y aprendan de verdad mientras se divierten, estas Navidades tráelos a nuestros cursos intensivos para niños en vacaciones. Clases realmente divertidas y eficaces para niños y jóvenes de 4 a 17 años durante las vacaciones de Navidad. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
¡Marquitos!
My father's family came from Zaragoza, and now I feel comfortable speaking English. Take on any opportunity you have to talk to people, interact to people, and don't worry about making mistakes. Just go ahead and start.
Be like Manuel. Be like him.
Descubre más en grupovaughan.com.